even Buddhism. She'd cycled through them all, cherry-picked pieces and bits. Mostly, Lenny thought, Mama had come away with t-shirts and sayings. Things like, what is, and what isn't, isn't. None of it seemed to amount to much.
Go, Dad said.
Lenny grabbed her backpack from the chair by the kitchen table and headed for the front door. As it slammed shut behind her, she heard them start up again. Damn it, Cora! Please, Ernst, just listen. It hadn't always been this way. At least that's what Mama said. Before the war, they'd been happy, back when they'd lived in a trailer park in Kent, and Dad had had a good job as a mechanic, and Mama had laughed all of the time and danced to Peace of My Heart while she made dinner. Mama dancing was really all Lenny remembered about those years. Then Dad got drafted and went off to Vietnam and got shot down and captured. Without him, Mama fell apart. That was when Lenny first understood her mother's fragility. They drifted for a while. She and Mama moved from job to job and town to town until they finally found a home in a commune in Oregon. There, they tended beehives and made lavender sachets to sell at the farmer's market and protested the war. Mama changed her personality just enough to fit in. When Dad had finally come home, Lenny barely recognized him. The handsome, laughing man of her memory had become moody, quick to anger, and distant. He hated everything about the commune, it seemed, and so they moved. Then they moved again, and again. Nothing ever worked out the way he wanted. He couldn't sleep and couldn't keep a job, even though Mama swore he was the best mechanic ever. That was what he and Mama were fighting about this morning, Dad getting fired again. Lenny flipped up her hood. On her way to school, she walked through blocks of well-tended homes, bypassed a dark woods, stay away from there, past the A&W where the high school kids hung out on the weekends, and a gas station where a line of cars waited to fill up for 55 cents a gallon. That was something everyone was angry about these days, gas prices. As far as Lenny could tell, adults were edgy in general, and no wonder. The war in Vietnam had divided the country. Newspapers blared bad news daily, bombings by weathermen or the IRA, planes being hijacked, the kidnapping of Patty Hearst. The massacre at the Munich Olympics had stunned the whole world, as had the Watergate scandal. And recently, college girls in Washington State had begun to disappear without a trace. It was a dangerous world. She would give anything for a real friend right now. It was all she really wanted, someone to talk to. On the other hand, it didn't help to talk about her worries. What was the point of confession? Sure, Dad lost his temper sometimes, and he yelled, and they never had enough money, and they moved all the time to distance themselves from creditors, but that was their way, and they loved each other. But sometimes, especially on days like today, Lenny was afraid. It felt to her as if her family stood poised on the edge of a great precipice that could collapse at any second. Crumble away like the houses that crashed down Seattle's unstable, waterlogged hillsides. After school, Lenny walked home in the rain, alone. Her house sat in the middle of a cul-de-sac, on a yard less tended than the rest, a dark brown rambler with empty flower boxes and clogged gutters and a garage door that didn't close. Weeds grew in clumps from the decaying gray roof shingles. An empty flagpole pointed accusingly upward, a statement about her father's hatred of where this country was headed. For a man whom Mama called a patriot, he sure hated his government. She saw Dad in the garage, sitting on a slanted workbench beside Mama's dented-up Mustang with the duct-taped top. Cardboard boxes lined the interior walls, full of stuff they hadn't yet unpacked from the last move. He was dressed, as usual, in his frayed military jacket and torn Levi's. He sat slouched forward, his elbows resting on his thighs. His long black hair was a tangled mess, and his mustache needed trimming. His dirty feet were bare. Even slumped over and tired looking, he was movie star handsome. Everyone thought so. He cocked his head, peered at her through his hair. The smile he gave her was a little worn around the edges, but it still lit up his face. That was the thing about her dad. He might be moody and sharp-tempered, even a little scary sometimes, but that was just because he felt things like love and loss and disappointment.